Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. So it's like 20 past 8 on Tuesday night and I have this episode due to go out and I haven't recorded anything yet. That's why I'm here. Because it's school holidays and I haven't had a second to myself. And I'm still, this is my first year experiencing school holidays and you know, my kid goes off to big school next year and I want to make sure I'm making the most of the time I have with her. So I've been doing very little work and I've been actually feeling very little inspiration to show up here, Instagram, anywhere really. I'm just kind of in the mum bubble and the life bubble and a bit of a fear bubble, if I'm honest. There's a lot I want to say and I'm not really sure how to say it. So the best thing when I don't know how to say it is just start saying it and then find my way. But I didn't really know whether to record this or find something else I could talk on because I don't want to be, again, like someone who's jaded just coming on here, like, you know, I don't know, sharing the shit side of entrepreneurship or like, you know, I don't know. You can hear the confusion in my voice right now and this is the place that I'm in. And I feel like it is kind of important to share because what we see in life is not this. It's not this place where we're unsure of what we're doing, particularly when we're in the entrepreneur space. You know, it's rare to have full transparency and full honesty because, you know, this entrepreneurship game is sold as a destination. And to be honest, it's kind of a crappy destination a lot of the time. I mean, there's definitely benefits to it, right? Like the amount of freedom you allow yourself to have, there's freedom, but also not freedom because often we are bound to our work and that's not really freedom. And also I feel like, you know, particularly in the early days and even now, I still struggle with it. I remember like a few years ago now, I recorded an episode about how I was going to like drive down to the village and buy my lunch, you know, instead of like sitting chained at my desk all day waiting for emails to arrive or something, you know, pretending I'm so busy when and not allowing myself to just like, you know, use the time that I have. And this was something that I really struggled with in the early days was having the freedom and not really being able to use it, you know. So particularly because back then we didn't have like, you know, it was like 2005, 2006. I think in 2006 I had a hip top phone, which was like, my God, I can access my emails. That's amazing. But even then it was really clunky and not that great. So, you know, I did have to stay home during work hours in case clients needed me or whatever. But these days we can work from wherever. And I feel like a lot of the time we make ourselves a prisoner to the 9-to-5, even though we're not working the 9-to-5. And then also, and this is kind of what I want to speak to you about today. It's like we go from this idea of like, you know, a job is the devil or, you know, it's like something that we want to get away from because there's so much like romanticizing of entrepreneurship that, you know, the job becomes something that we need to escape from and for the dream life. And I don't know about you, but I work a fucking shitload more than I ever did when I was working for someone else. So it's not all that romantic. You know, if you've read or you would have not read because I never published it in writing, but my audiobook memoir of a mediocre life, which I'm going to revamp and put on for sale on my website because it's not there at the moment. You know, there's a bit around, around this, like creating some boundaries around my time and energy and my clients and what they were expecting of me. Because there was a time where I did work during the wake of my Nana's funeral, and in my bridesmaid outfit in, you know, my best friend's parents' bedroom the day of my best friend's wedding. And if I'd had a job, I probably wouldn't have had to do that. Or maybe I would have, but it would have been more self-imposed and I probably would have been paid better. And that's really what, I guess that's really what this episode is about in a roundabout way, is like, you know, entrepreneurship, yeah, there are benefits to it, but fuck, it's a lot of work a lot of the time. There's no security, very little security. And sometimes, you know, I lack inspiration to keep going. And that's where I am right now, to be brutally honest. I'm kind of romanticizing the day job, regular paycheck, super paid, no tax bill at the end of the quarter, no like BAS to fucking worry about, no bookkeeping, just like a wage that then I'd know how to divvy up. And I have paid myself a wage for the past, what would that be, like 6 or 7 years. So, you know, so I do earn a wage, but sometimes there's cash flow issues in the business and it comes down to the wire and I'm like, oh my God, am I going to be able to pay myself this week? And this isn't me as a shit business person. I've been in business for 15 years and I have a lot of connections who have very big businesses, still have cash flow issues, still get to the point where they're like, fuck, shit, $7, fuck. You know, like, is there going to be enough money to pay my people? Is there going to be enough money to pay my, you know, my team? Is there going to be enough money to pay fucking myself? Is there enough money there to pay my phone bill? You know, like, this shit happens to all of us. It does come in ebbs and flows, and it is really quite stressful to have that, because the security never really feels like it's there. Like, I've had moments where it has, but sometimes, and maybe this is something that I need to look at, but, you know, sometimes I do feel like when things are going well, maybe the rug will be pulled out from underneath me. And, you know, maybe then that creates something. I don't fucking know. But, you know, like, the security is lacking. It is a lot of stress, and it does require, depending on the business model, for me, it requires me to have something to say. You know, it requires me to, And sometimes I just don't feel inspired. Sometimes I don't want to show up. Sometimes I do daydream about some great job kind of just being offered to me and me making the decision to leave this entrepreneurial life behind. And it's tempting, you know, it is tempting. Because, right, and this is happening, so I just got to flip that to make sure it doesn't shut off. Like, things have been going quite well for me in, you know, I was working with a bunch of amazing clients. We were doing 3-month coaching. That's kind of wrapped up. I've got the school holidays. Everything's kind of in limbo while I, you know, while I figure out what's next. And I have the Radcasters Mastermind open for applications. It's been a bit of a lackluster kind of response to that, which is very easily triggers all of my stories around, you know, like failure, really. And not in a big, horrible way like it used to. It's kind of, I'm a lot more detached these days to success looking a certain way. And that's why I'm kind of like, hey, you know what? I'm be open to a fucking job, whatever, like open to opportunity. And really, I guess now for me, it comes down to getting clear on what that opportunity might look like. And I am in a place where I'm like, whatever it looks like, if it feels good, I'd do it. Because as someone who has been a personal brand, I guess in a in one way or another for the last 5 years and further back, really, a lot further back, really. There's times where, and if you haven't listened to Humans Resourced, go and have a listen. I probably need to listen to this episode again myself, which is, it's been the most downloaded of all of them, which I think it's called Are You Willing to Wait? And I probably need to go back and have a listen, but I feel like I have been waiting. Like, I feel like I've been waiting for this stuff to take off. And, you know, and I've done okay from time to time, but there's never been any real consistency to it. And maybe it's because I haven't been really consistent. I'm not really sure. But it can feel really like, and I know there are a lot of you that listen to this that would know this feeling, but sometimes it just feels like, why am I bothering? Like, why continue to show up? Why continue to record this podcast? Why continue to throw offers out there if they're not going to get any traction? Why, like, you know, why? And then this little voice in my head goes, you know, well, because it's not meant to be easy. Actually, she doesn't even say that. It's more like, sorry, that was the floor, not my ass. It's more like, don't be an entitled bitch. Like, opportunities just don't come to you. You have to go out and work for it. And then, you know, and then the bitch also says stuff like, well, you haven't been very consistent. You know, like, you can't just throw an offer out there and expect it to fill and, you know, and not do any work. And so I flip between these two spaces, right? This, like, space of, yeah, opportunities coming and I'm getting really great, you know, like, I'm not in a cash flow crisis at the moment, actually. Things are, my account is looking quite healthy, but there is like this impending, almost impending doom, like, what's next? And another episode that we did on Humans Resourced was around uncertainty. And, you know, like, that's what it feels like right now, is that I'm in this place of uncertainty. I'm not sure if the podcast mastermind is going to fly. If you're interested in that, you can find the details on my website, but it's going to be an incredible experience with a podcasting expert, right? Like, I've been in this field for 5 years, had four number one iTunes shows up the top of the charts anyway for all of them. I have worked with over nearly 200 podcasters. I am flying to the States later this year to speak at She Podcasts. And, you know, I've spent 15 plus years in audio, worked as a broadcaster. I know my shit. So what I can bring to this mastermind is a fucking lot. And sometimes I feel like, maybe this is the awkward part, right? Because I don't want to sound like an entitled brat, but sometimes I feel overlooked. And I don't know if you relate to this, but that feeling where you're putting your heart out there time and time and time again, and it's just not ever meeting your not that unrealistic expectations. You know, I think I had unrealistic expectations for a long time there. Like, I would launch something and it would just explode and whatever. But right now I've got pretty average expectations, and even those aren't being met. And there's, I don't know, there's only so much work you can do on yourself before you start to go, what the fuck is wrong with the world? And start to kind of like externalize it a bit. And maybe I head into a bit of a victim mindset around that. But anyway, I just wanted to bring this all to the front, because this is shit that we, if you're in business, it's shit that we deal with, right? And no one really talks about this really unromantic shit. Nobody talks about those moments where you're unsure if if you're going to be able to pay yourself, let alone your Telstra bill, let alone your fucking VA. Nobody talks about the those moments where you just want to shut the doors, those moments where you feel completely overlooked when someone you thought you know, was going to work with you and they go and work with someone else. It's like it can feel really deeply personal and it can hurt. And, you know, I know the whole business isn't personal shit, but for most of us it is. And it does mean something. So I guess the point of this episode is, number one, if you're thinking of that this was some kind of destination, if you're in your day job and you're listening to this and you're dreaming of the promised land, I don't even know what to say, right? Like, honestly, I just feel like sometimes finding happiness where we are, and this is maybe is the message for me today, like life is happening where you are, you know? It's not happening over in this promised land. It's happening where we are in every moment. So coming back to just being okay where I am, you know, and for the most part I am, but I want to open this shit up because we all go through these waves. We all feel invisible at times. We all feel like we're not getting it right. We all feel like our shit isn't hitting the mark or we're a failure or a fuck up. Like these are things that we all experience. And I just want to kind of normalize that shit so we're not feeling so alone in it, because we're not alone in it. And it does take someone to speak up in order for you to go, oh, yeah. That's right. This is fucking hard. This is fucking hard. And I deserve a pat on the back for showing up, you know? But also, there's no shame in being open to other opportunities. And that's kind of where I'm at the moment, you know, not attached to anything specifically, but just open, you know? So, yeah, that's my episode at like, what is it now? 8:40, Tuesday night before it's due to go live. You know, I am lacking inspiration right now, and that's okay. You know, that's okay. I've shown up. I've shared some shit. I hope something has landed. I hope you feel less alone in your own personal struggles, or I hope you have more compassion for someone who's in the entrepreneur game, or I hope you just give yourself a break. Really, yeah, that's it from me today. Depresso. This is why the Marys used to call, we used to have that joke that they were the Marys and I was the depressionist. Anyway, I'm kind of in depressionist mode, I guess. And that's okay. You know, that's okay. That's just where I am right now. And next week I'll probably bounce back and have some, you know, amazing tale. But if I don't honor where I am, I'm not living in alignment with my truth. So this is it. Until next week, peace out. Oh, do you like the new intro outro? Hope so. All right. Oh, and if you want to check out the Radcasters Mastermind, head to my website. In fact, if you want to check out all the different ways you can work with me, go to the website, carlinimmo.com. And if you have an opportunity for me, as long as it's not, okay, so I need to put some boundaries around this, right? Like I am not, like I have full respect for people in MLM, but not in that kind of position. It's not a business model that I really want to explore right now. So that's not the kind of opportunities I'm looking for. But if you wanted to work with me in some capacity and you're wondering how you could work with me, then like reach out and let's have a chat. All right, that is it. Peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.